Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami. His response in difficult times. Srila Prabhupada endured difficulties. Difficult years occurred, especially during his household life, with the war and the days of Hindu-Muslim riots. It was also difficult for Prabhupada when his family members gave him no cooperation in his attempt to preach, but rather tried to dissuade him. Then during the 1950s, when Prabhupada was alone with no money or support, trying to preach in places like the streets of New Delhi, he endured. In the first years in America and even later, as his movement grew, he experienced serious illnesses. Furthermore, he had to carry the great burden of his worldwide movement, especially in times when leaders he depended on fell down from the principles of Krishna consciousness or deserted him. He had to carry all the responsibility to preach, to manage, and to settle the quarrels. Despite difficulties, Prabhupada never showed signs of weakening or of giving up the saintly qualities for which he was so well known and so dear to the devotees. He never abandoned duty during difficult times. During his household years, he accepted the responsibility of maintaining his family, even though it was a great struggle. Typically, during illnesses, he chose opportunities for preaching over those for recuperation. In 1973, he rose almost immediately from serious dysentery in Calcutta to attend the Rath Yatra in London. In 1976, Prabhupada gave up an extended stay at his Pennsylvania farm because he said he wanted the opportunity, like Arjuna, to always fight for Krishna by traveling and preaching. His example to his followers was that they should never abandon their posts. They should rather die on the battlefield as Krishna conscious preachers. Not only did Prabhupada accept his duty, but he endured difficulties with all his composure intact. He was not afraid. He trusted Krishna. During the 1971 wartime blackout in New Delhi, when Prabhupada was being interviewed by a nervous reporter, the reporter remarked that here was the ugly reality. Prabhupada reminded him that we are always in the midst of the ugly reality. In New York City, he said to a similar inquirer that we are always at war. If you go out into the street during winter in New York City without a coat, said Prabhupada, you will die. Is it not war? Srila Prabhupada was always a true sadhu. He once defined sadhu by saying that he's not a person who complains, I cannot see you today because I am not feeling well. A sadhu tolerates. Therefore, he is known as Titiksavaha Karunikaha, tolerant and merciful. During Prabhupada's difficult times, he remained calm, in control of his senses and preached continually. One of Prabhupada's noticeable responses to difficulties was that he would become especially serious and grave. This gave his followers an understanding of real spiritual life. His gravity was more instructive and revealing than the unswerving smiles of pseudo-swamis. Srila Prabhupada was always in touch with Krishna, the reservoir of pleasure. And yet, the gravity Prabhupada showed in the face of the material nature was a personal response that gave his followers strength. When, for preaching purposes, he entered the East Village Theater and saw an amateur rock group dancing like monkeys on stage, Prabhupada became grave, although later, when he recalled it in his room, he laughed heartily. Prabhupada's gravity also meant that he did not reveal when he was in difficulty. During a 1967 TV show, Srila Prabhupada experienced discomfort under the hot lights, yet he mentioned it only later. A week after that, his health broke down and he experienced heart palpitations and partial paralysis. One time in India, when one of Prabhupada's disciples went several times to discuss the symptoms of his jaundice with Prabhupada, Prabhupada said that he should not bother so much about his material situation. A Vaishnava neglects his own health, Prabhupada said, since he is not attached to the body. When Prabhupada experienced physical difficulty, he took it as a time to accept service from his disciples. He allowed them to massage him and care for him, but he warned them that if they had done this during a normal situation, it would have been too familiar. Therefore, when Prabhupada experienced trouble, he provided a means for his disciples to serve the Guru intently. During times of illness, he allowed disciples to give him constant massages, and they also regularly guarded him and stayed up with him. They also discussed problems in his spiritual movement with him and learned firsthand how to give all their energy for Krishna, how to accept difficulties for spreading Krishna consciousness. If a disciple thought that by his assistance he was giving his spiritual master life, however, Prabhupada said that was offensive. The Guru gives service, but the disciple should not think that by his care he is maintaining his spiritual master. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada made light of his difficulties. When one time in his last years, he was offered a plate of prasadam in a room with professors in Toronto, he replied softly, "I have no teeth and no appetite." He joked that his disciples were getting good service out of him since he could not eat or sleep, but still he worked. Srila Prabhupada always met his difficulties as one protected by Krishna. He showed he was transcendental to any situation and that his disciples should be also. Thank you. Hare Krishna.